Doing an internet search of your own name can bring up some interesting results. But what Indigenous artist Bebe Barber found when she did it was devastating. Ms. Barber discovered one of her designs had been stolen and used to decorate a hotel in Poland.
My heart sunk. I felt so sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe that something that I painted so beautiful to me was used in such a commercial way and disrespectful to culture.
The Sydney artist says the thief clearly believed she could steal the design without consequences.
She obviously thought that I was somewhere in the outback, underneath a gum tree, no access to modern technology, and, well, sorry, I live far from the Prime Minister of Australia, so I'm going to find out. So obviously she thought that I would never find out about it, and that even if I did, I should be privileged.
The Arts Law Centre of Australia says about 80% of Indigenous arts and crafts sold in stores across the country are estimated to be inauthentic. The Indigenous Art Code, set up to ensure fair and ethical trading, is fighting to change that. Indigenous Art Code Chief Executive Gabrielle Sullivan says Australia needs to be proactive to protect Indigenous artists like Bebe Barber.
It feels like there's momentum around it now, and with the parliamentary inquiry and the recent court action announced by the ACCC. But, you know, it needs to go beyond things just like the Commonwealth Games. I know there's a lot of interest because of that, but you know what, that's 2 weeks in the year. And, you know, if it's still continuing after Australia hosting the Olympic Games, I don't think that just attention around the Commonwealth Games will address this. It's bigger than that. So we need to keep the momentum up.
Queensland Attorney General Yvette Darth says buyers of Indigenous art need to take steps to ensure they're buying the real thing.
Look for those authentic products. We want to support this industry in Queensland. We want our Indigenous artists to thrive. This is an important industry, and we want artists to get the recognition they deserve.
A federal parliamentary inquiry is investigating the multi-million dollar fake art trade. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.